The Republican convention doesn't start until Monday, but when it does, it'll have to follow the rules laid out by the Rules Committee. And for a while yesterday, that committee had to keep recessing because of what was described as a jammed copying machine.
Obviously, we did not stand adjourned for 3 hours because of a jammed copier.
No, it actually wasn't a paper jam. It was an attempted rebellion. More after this from Charlie. The issue had been building for months, whether Republican delegates who are pledged to Trump but don't really support Trump can be forced to go against their conscience and vote for Trump anyway. At one point during the debate, Delegate Nathan Pakai of Hawaii was close to tears.
Why cannot we as a body come together with the RNC and everyone else and get together and show the whole world and the universe that we are a party, not divided, but we are a party of one.
And when it finally came to a vote, the revolution was over.
All those in favor of adopting Amendment 38.1, as submitted by Ms. Unruh of Colorado, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Clearly the nays have it.
And even though last night's vote means there won't be a fight on the floor of the convention, CBS's Juliana Goldman says the party remains split. Just look at who's missing from the official speakers list.
Glaringly absent are many of the party's leaders, like 2008 nominee Senator John McCain, who said he prefers the Grand Canyon to Cleveland. 2012 nominee Mitt Romney won't be here, nor will either of the former presidents Bush.
But you will see Ted Cruz, Mike Huckabee, Ben Carson, and all of Trump's children except Barron, because he's only 10. Although, he's kind of cute. Might bring people around. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.